sobre el Espíritu Santo
coming. Amen.
Viniendo.
Now, this today,
esto
in the Word
hoy,
of God,
en la palabra de Dios,
is one of the things we talk least about.
Es una de las cosas que menos hablamos sobre.
But we fight it.
Pero lo peleamos.
And this was the sealing of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. They're one.
Entonces, esto fue el sellamiento de entre el Padre y el Hijo como uno.
Amen. So, Luke 24:49. And behold, I'm sending the promise of my Father on you. And, well, before I say that, let me put it this way. The disciples have now, Jesus has now resurrected. And he's now speaking to his disciples.
Jesús resucitó y le estaba hablando a sus discípulos.
He said, behold, I'm sending the promise of my Father on you, but stay in the city until you are clothed with the power from on high.
En Lucas 24:49 dice así.
Now who does...
He aquí, yo enviaré la promesa de mi Padre sobre vosotros, pero quedad vosotros de la ciudad de Jerusalén hasta que seáis investido de poder desde lo alto.
So who does the power come from?
¿Dónde viene el poder?
From the Father and Jesus.
Del poder viene de el Padre y Jesús.
Where does it come from?
¿De dónde viene?
On high.
Desde lo alto.
It doesn't come from man.
No viene del hombre.
Doesn't come from what we do.
Ni viene por lo que nosotros hacemos.
It comes from God.
Viene de Dios.
This is the highest power we can ever receive.
Porque este es el poder más alto que nosotros podamos recibir.
And this is the reason why.
Y esta es la razón por qué.
This is fought the most.
Que es lo más.
Because when you get born again.
Porque cuando tú eres nacido de nuevo.
You get that power.
Tú tienes ese poder.
Now, it's not for you to do whatever you want, but you get that power.
Porque no es libre de que tú hagas lo que tú quieras hacer, pero tienes ese poder.
To be effective in God.
Para que tú seas afecto con Dios.
First.
Efectivo en Él.
Let that sink in.
Deja que eso llene a ti.
So let's look at this now.
Pues vamos a mirar esto.
And I'm going to give you a few areas of revelation on this. Luke 24 and 49, please.
Y te voy a dar áreas de revelación.
As we read this.
Cuando leemos esto.
So we see that the Hebrew word we see there in Luke 24 and 49, we see the Hebrew word is labas.
Entonces, la palabra hebrea es labas.
It means to put on.
Quiere decir ponerte.
That's the Hebrew word for clothes.
Porque esta es la palabra hebrea de ropa.
It means to put on.
Para que tú te la pongas.
Okay.
Ropa so o vestidura.
Hear me good. It's not necessary you're wearing something. It's put on.
No es algo que te lo tienes puesto. Es algo que está como puesto adentro.
Amen. Try it again. It's not something you wear. Listen to me good. It's something you put on.
No es algo que te pones, sino algo que te vistes adentro.
All right. So that's the Hebrew back to it. You'll see why I'm saying this in a minute. That's the Hebrew word.
Esa es la palabra hebrea.
The next thing, it comes from on high.
Entonces lo próximo viene de lo alto.
That's the highest level.
Y ese es el nivel más alto.
So watch this now. You can put anything on you.
Tú te puedes poner cualquier cosa en ti.
But it doesn't mean.
Pero no quiere decir.
It's from on high.
Que es de lo alto.
Everything. I want you to hear this good.
Escúchame esto bien.
Everything you put on you that's not from on high.
Que todo lo que tú te pones que no viene de lo alto.
Will identify you.
Se va a identificarte.
In this world.
En este mundo.
But not for God.
Pero no de Dios.
I want to get in a sec. Okay, let's go to this next one. And it says, we are a spirit living in a body. That's what we are. We are a spirit living in a body.
Somos un espíritu en un cuerpo viviente.
We are not a body living in a spirit.
Porque no somos un cuerpo viviendo en un espíritu.
Okay, that's a light.
Porque eso es lo que parece.
It's not a light.
Pero no parece.
It's a metal and plastic.
Es un metal plástico.
With electricity coming into it.
Con la electricidad viniendo dentro de él.
Are you getting this? Put it through this way. I can destroy that thing.
Yo puedo destruir esa cosa.
And as long as electricity comes through it.
Y aun cuando la electricidad siga pasando por él.
And if I grab it.
Si yo lo aguanto.
I will get shocked.
Voy a estar así como un shock.
Are you getting this?
O electric.
I can remove the body, the shell.
Puedo mover el cuerpo.
But as long as the power comes through it.
Pero aun cuando el poder o la electricidad vaya por él.
I can get shocked.
Yo puedo estar electrocutado.
I don't know if you get what I'm saying to you.
Y yo te pregunto, no sé si tú entiendes o comprendes lo que yo te estoy diciendo.
The enemy can beat you to a pulp physically.
Porque el enemigo te puede pegar.
Are you getting this, church? The enemy can beat you to a beat you down.
Porque el enemigo puede pegarte fuerte.
But as long as the power from on high is coming into you.
Pero aún cuando el poder de adentro está dentro de ti, el poder de arriba, de lo alto.
I'll try it again. I can take a hammer and smash this thing up, but if the wire is still coming in and plugged in, I'm going to get shocked.
Porque yo puedo romper esto, pero aún cuando tiene electricidad, yo puedo estar electrocutado.
Because the power doesn't come from the body.
Porque el poder no viene del cuerpo.
The power comes from where? On high.
Porque el poder viene desde lo alto.
Man, that was pulling teeth. Go back to Luke 24 and 49. Behold, I'm sending the promise of my Father on you, but stay in the city until you are clothed. Say clothed.
Vestido.
How do you say it in Spanish?
Vestido.
Okay, with power from on high.
Desde poder desde lo alto.
In other words, God is going to put something on you and in you.
Porque Dios va a poner algo sobre ti y dentro de ti.
Amen? Now, again, we are what? We are a spirit, if you're saved.
Somos espíritu si somos salvo.
We are the light.
Somos la luz.
In the metal and plastic. I'm trying to make it easy for you.
Por ejemplo, en el metal y en el plástico.
Amen? The metal and plastic is not who we are.
Porque el metal y el plástico no es lo que somos.
The metal and plastic can't light up the room.
Porque el metal y el plástico no puede poner luz a este lugar.
The power coming in it does.
Pero el poder que está dentro, sí.
That is why.
Por eso que.
When I prayed off before some of y'all came, I prayed this morning about prayer.
Porque yo oré sobre la oración.
And our hearts.
Y el corazón.
Our attitudes.
Nuestra actitud.
Okay? Our responses.
Nuestra respondo.
The way we carry ourselves.
De la manera que respondemos o nos cargamos nosotros mismos.
Should be governed by the power coming in, not the power from outside.
Porque viene a ser por el poder que viene adentro, no del poder que viene afuera.
That's why we are a spirit.
Por eso somos un espíritu.
A light.
Como luz.
In a body.
En el cuerpo.
Are you getting this? But let me tell you what we're doing. We're living by the body and not by the light.
Porque estamos viviendo por el cuerpo y no por la luz.
Jesus says.
Jesús dijo
that we are the body of Christ.
Que nosotros somos el cuerpo de Cristo.
I'll say that again. The body of Christ is not a building or a place or a religion. The body of Christ is those born again. I'll let you get in a minute. Saved and filled with the power of God. The body of Christ
el cuerpo de
are
Cristo
those
son aquellos
filled
llenos
with the power of God.
Con el poder de Dios.
In other words,
en otras palabras,
in your body right now, your body, physical body,
en tu cuerpo physical,
you have a heart.
Tú tienes un corazón.
Is it beating?
¿Está ahí latiendo?
If not, you wouldn't be sitting.
Porque si no, tú no estuvieras aquí sentado.
You have blood going through your body.
Entonces tú tienes sangre corriendo por tu cuerpo.
You have blood pressure. Come on.
Y tienes alta presión.
Your body is working.
Tu cuerpo está trabajando.
To keep you active.
Para mantenerte activo.
It's not the body that's moving. Are you here? Come on now.
No es el cuerpo.
It's what's in the body.
Es lo que está adentro de tu cuerpo.
It's what's inside the body.
Es lo que está dentro de tu cuerpo.
That's driving you.
Que te está manejando.
Try it one more time. It's what's inside your body.
Es lo que hay dentro de tu cuerpo.
That keeps you alive.
Que te mantiene vivo.
And Christ in you.
Y el Cristo dentro de ti.
The Holy Spirit in you.
El Espíritu Santo dentro de ti.
Keeps you alive.
Te mantiene a ti vivo.
Now what the enemy does.
Y lo que el enemigo hace.
Every one of us in here.
A cada uno de nosotros aquí.
Watching.
Mirando.
Get your mind off of what's within.
Entonces saca tu mente de lo que está dentro.
And focus on what's without.
Y fíjate lo que está afuera.
We don't know how many centuries, I'm just saying, Eve passed that tree.
Porque no sabemos cuánto tiempo Eva pasó el árbol.
She went to the tree of life all the time.
Porque ella fue al árbol de la vida todo el tiempo.
How many times? Put it this way. Do you know that there are things in your life that mean nothing and we get so worked up over it, it means nada?
Tú sabes lo que hay tantas cosas en nuestra vida que significan nada y nosotros estamos ahí poniendo así todo el esfuerzo.
And the enemy said to her,
entonces el enemigo le dijo a ella,
has God said?
Dios dijo.
He didn't give me a conversation.
Él no tuvo una conversación larga.
The enemy never gives a good big conversation.
Porque el enemigo no tiene una conversación larga.
I'll give him a teeny, 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 poquito, chiquito credit.
Okay.
A little credit.
Le doy un poco de crédito.
He just has to tell you one simple word and you go all crazy.
Porque el diablo te dice una sola palabra y tú te vuelves todo loco.
Look at you.
Mírate a ti.
You're so ugly.
Como por ejemplo, eres feo.
You need to kill yourself. That's it.
Tienes que matarte.
And he's gone.
Entonces él se va.
And if you're outward focus,
y si tú te fijas afuera,
you'll start going, I do.
Entonces tú dirás, sí, soy feo, soy esto, soy lo otro.
This is why, listen to me, church. You hear me say all this time, and I know a lot of you.
Porque yo siempre te digo esto.
But I want to get, this is why I'm telling you, if we don't get the inside right,
porque si nosotros no tenemos lo de adentro bien,
nothing else is going to be good.
Nada otra cosa va a estar bien.
There are people who are dying, who are saved, and going to be the Lord.
Porque hay gente que son salvos y están yéndose para donde Dios.
But they never got the inside right.
Pero nunca han tenido lo de adentro bien.
Now, I can't prove it, but the Apostle Paul says we shall all stand before the judgment seat of Christ.
Porque Pablo dice que vamos a estar ahí al frente del juicio de Cristo.
I'm not talking about white throne judgment. I'm saying the judgment seat of Christ. That's for believers.
Entonces eso es para los creyentes que vamos a estar ahí frente a Jesús.
And I believe that Jesus will say to us.
Y Jesús nos dirá.
You didn't handle that well.
No hiciste eso bien.
You gave into this.
Entonces caíste en esto.
So we need to get it straight right now.
Entonces él dice, vamos a hacerlo bien ahora mismo.
Don't tell me you're going to live eternity with Jesus struggling with that. No way.
Porque no vas a estar en la eternidad con Jesús y teniendo ese problema dentro de ti.
Everything you see going on in the world.
Porque todo lo que tú ves que está pasando en el mundo.
Everything.
Todo
should have no effect on us.
No tiene que tener afecto en nosotros.
Because the power in us.
Porque el poder de Dios en nosotros.
But you know what? You have bought the hill of beans. And you believe that all this stuff. No. It will be around us.
Va a estar alrededor de nosotros.
But what's in you?
Pero lo que está dentro de ti.
Do you know what's in you?
Tú sabes lo que hay dentro de ti, te pregunto.
You can speak to somebody and they get saved.
Tú puedes hablarle a alguien y se salva.
You can change a person who's been a mess for their life and you're one and instantly they get saved.
Porque tú puedes hablarle a una persona que su vida es como terrible, pero tú le hablas y cambia su vida.
You can talk to God in prayer.
Tú puedes hablarle a Dios en oración.
And he'll do a miracle.
Y él hace un milagro.
Come on. You can, not all the time, you can raise the dead.
Tú puedes levantar a los muertos.
When I say can, it has to be through the Lord. Are you here?
Porque tiene que ser por Dios.
Yes, listen. You can overcome the situations in your life.
Tú puedes vencer tus situaciones en tu vida.
When you get up in the morning, you don't go, oh God, I'm so worthless.
Porque cuando tú te levantas en la mañana, no le dices al Señor, Señor, yo no valgo nada.
Listen, when I, if I unplug that light,
porque si yo enchuflo esa luz,
and I plug it back in,
y la enchuflo otra vez,
that light doesn't do like how we do to God. I'm not coming on.
Esa luz no hace o dice lo que nosotros le decimos a Dios. Yo no voy a prenderme.
That light goes.
Esa luz se prende.
Because it got the power.
Porque tiene el poder.
And the only thing that light knows is to burn bright.
Entonces lo único que esa luz sabe es brillar.
But we, beloved.
Pero entonces nosotros.
Every one of us in this room, including this guy.
Cada uno de nosotros, incluyéndome a yo mismo.
We're plugged into God.
Estamos enchuflados a Dios.
And we don't light up.
Pero nosotros no prendemos.
We're so dim.
Estamos así como agotado o opaco.
No, I'm going down your road now. You know, you have to understand it was my father, blame shifting. My father, my mother, my uncle, my grandmother, my great great.
Porque le vamos a echar la culpa a nuestros padres o el tío, la madre.
The number one thing Adam did was he blame shifted. He never took the responsibility for himself.
Porque Adán no recibió de coger eso para él mismo, sino él echó la culpa a otro.
I'm that, this because my daddy was a drunk. No, you like that because you made a decision to be that way. That's
porque tú dirás, like yo this. Soy así porque mi papá era un borracho o malo. No, tú escoges eso en tu vida.
My father was a drunk.
Porque,
I'm telling you. Really.
Porque mi padre era un alcohólico.
And I never became a drunk.
Y yo nunca me convertí en un borracho.
But I came worse.
Pero vine peor.
Well, it's that church I went to. Stop blame shifting.
O tú dirás la iglesia donde yo voy, para de echarle la culpa a otra persona.
Stop blaming people for your problems. Come on.
Para de echarle la culpa de tu problema a la otra persona.
Oh yeah, they don't preach this. Stop blaming people because you're not where you want to. You want to be.
Para de echarle la culpa a otras personas porque tú no estás donde tú quieres estar.
I'll tell you where you can be.
Y yo te voy a decir lo que tú puedes ser.
According to God,
de acuerdo a Dios,
the power from on high came upon you,
porque el poder de lo alto vino sobre ti.
And you're right where God wants you.
Y tú estás ahí bien parado donde Dios quiere que tú estés.
Now let me tell you something.
Déjame decirte esto.
The power that comes into your house,
el poder que viene a tu casa,
you can get shocked.
Tú puedes estar electrocutado.
But you're driving down the highway.
Pero entonces cuando manejas,
you see them high-powered lines.
Tú ves esas líneas poderosas de electricidad.
If you climb the tall pole and bite it,
y si tú te trepas allí y lo muerdes,
you won't get shocked, beloved.
Tú no vas a estar así como de un cantazo.
They won't even find you to bury your body.
No van a encontrar tu cuerpo para enterrarlo.
You'll be past a barbecue.
Porque tú vas a pasar una barbecue.
That's the power that's in you from God.
Y ese es el poder que hay en ti de Dios.
When that thing comes in on the road, it can't come straight into the house. Your house will blow up.
Porque si ese de la electricidad del palo alto viene a tu hogar, es mucho para
God
tu hogar.
The power company puts a transformer.
Porque Dios pone un transformador.
The word of God is a transformer on you.
La palabra de Dios un transformador en ti.
It regulates the power.
Regula el poder.
The power came from heaven all the way. God poured out his spirit. That's full power.
El poder de Dios vino, el Espíritu Santo lleno, eso es poder completo.
But if we take that full,
pero si tomamos eso tan lleno,
we would kill everybody.
Podemos matar a mucha gente.
So it's regulated.
Entonces está regulado
by the word of God.
Por la palabra de Dios.
And the trials in your life.
Y las tribulaciones en tu vida.
You see, the power is there.
Porque el poder está allí.
All the power,
todo el poder,
is regulated,
está regulando,
for you to overcome,
para que tú seas más que vencedor.
But it's released,
pero entonces está dado,
according to you flip the switch when you
have problems, de acuerdo como tú prendes el switch en tu vida.
And that lying spirit will tell you,
entonces espíritu mentiroso te dice,
don't call me mentiroso, anyway. He'll tell you, that mentiroso spirit will tell you,
ese lying spirit,
you'll always be the same.
Te va a decir que tú vas a ser lo mismo.
You're like your daddy, your papi, your mommy.
Que tú eres como tu papá, tu mamá, tu tío, tu este, tu lo otro.
And you're supposed to do what I did one time.
Entonces tienes que hacer como yo hice.
I said, thank you.
Y dije, gracias.
For my papa.
Por mi padre.
And my mama.
Y mi madre.
Because without them,
porque sin ellos,
I wouldn't be here.
Yo no estuviera aquí.
God didn't look at them and say, well, you know, they ain't doing too good. So, first of all, most of us came by accident, but it's another story. Anyway, we'll talk about it another time. Anyway, hallelujah, come on.
Porque muchos hemos estado aquí por accidente.
But it wasn't an accident to God.
Pero para Dios, nosotros no fue un accidente en nacer.
When mama and papa say, I like what I see.
Cuando mamá y papá dijo, oh, me gusta lo que veo.
God said, oh, boy.
Entonces Dios dijo así.
Now, they're going to mess up, but they're going to bring something in for me in the mess up. Are y'all here? Come on.
Entonces
now.
Ellos estarían mal, pero ellos van a traer para mí algo.
Another soul.
Otra alma.
In the kingdom of God.
En el reino de los cielos.
Because God couldn't care less about money. What he cares about is souls.
Porque Dios no le importa sobre el dinero. Él le importa las almas.
$1 billion is zero in heaven.
Porque un billón de dinero para el cielo es cero.
But 1 billion souls.
Pero un billón de almas.
Is power.
Es poder.
Against the enemy.
En contra del enemigo.
You think you can buy Satan? No.
¿Tú te crees que puedes
look,
pagar o comprar a Satanás? No.
I had to get that to loosen you up. Genesis 3:21. Please go there. Genesis 3:21. For Adam and his wife, the Lord God made coats of skins and what? Labash. He clothed them.
En Génesis 3:21 dice así, y Jehová Dios hizo al hombre y a su mujer túnicas de pieles y los vistió.
Adam, in the beginning,
en el principio,
was clothed with the glory of God.
Estaba vestido de la gloria de Dios.
The Bible says that when God brought Eve to him,
entonces la Biblia dice cuando él le trajo a Eva a él,
the Bible said they were naked and were not ashamed.
Que ellos estaban desnudos y no tenían vergüenza.
That naked means,
entonces eso sin vestidura o desnudo,
they knew each other.
Que ellos se conocían el uno al otro.
Because they were clothed with the glory of God.
Porque estaban vestidos con la gloria de Dios.
But when they fell,
pero entonces cuando pecaron,
because they died,
porque murieron,
God had to revert,
entonces el Señor tenía que regresar
to an earthly animal,
a un animal terrenal,
it says it here,
lo dice aquí,
to cover them,
para vestirlo.
Because now physically,
porque físicamente,
they are now physical now.
Porque ahora ellos son físicales.
They are now living by the body, not by the spirit.
Porque ahora ellos viven por su cuerpo, su carne,
now,
no por el espíritu.
They do have the spirit of God in them. I tell you why.
Tienen el espíritu de Dios en la vida de ellos. Te digo por qué.
But God breathed into him.
Porque él le sopló a él la vida.
Adam became a living soul.
Entonces alma, Adam vino a ser una vida viviente.
Listen to me good.
Escúchame bien.
Not a human being.
No un ser humano.
They fooled you on that one.
Te engañan en esto.
The Bible said a living soul.
Un alma viviente.
A human.
Un humano.
Is a being. That means exists.
Que existe.
But for how long?
Pero por cuánto tiempo?
God is a being.
Porque Dios es un ser.
Forever.
Por siempre.
When we say God is holy,
cuando nosotros decimos que Dios es santo,
and the holy God lives in you,
y el santo Dios vive dentro de ti,
you are no longer a human being.
Ya tú no eres un ser humano.
You are a not God, but a God being living forever.
No Dios, pero como un Dios que vive para siempre.
You think the enemy fighting you because you're wealthy or beautiful? No, he's fighting you because you are a being for God.
¿Y tú crees que el enemigo te pelea porque eres, tienes dinero o eres bien? Sino él te pelea porque tú eres de Dios, un ser.
Adam and his wife were clothed, labash, they were clothed by God.
Porque Adán y Eva estaban vestidos por Dios.
God put on.
Entonces Dios le puso.
Woo! Romans 8:9. But you are not in the flesh, but in the spirit. Whoa. Huh? If indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he's not his. Ooh, sorry, I didn't say that.
Romanos 8:9 dice así, pero vosotros no vivís según la carne, sino según el Espíritu, si es que el Espíritu de Dios mora en vosotros. Y si alguno no tiene el Espíritu de Cristo, no es de él.
You know what I found out? I was thinking of this not too long ago.
¿Tú sabes lo que yo he encontrado?
If we went back to the beginning,
si nosotros regresamos al principio,
would we all go to the church when these guys preach?
¿Nosotros iríamos a la iglesia cuando todos estos aquí estaban predicando?
Paul, Peter,
Pablo, Pedro,
James, John. Would we go?
Santiago,
no, I guarantee you would leave.
Porque te garantizo que te irías.
Because they only had one agenda.
Porque solamente tenía una agenda.
Jesús.
Jesús.
Jesus.
Jesús.
And the only way to come to him.
Y de la única manera de venir a él.
Is by the power of God.
Es por el poder de Dios.
And then when you come to him.
Entonces cuando tú vienes a él.
You start growing.
Empiezas a crecer.
Look, this might help you. You're not struggling because you're fighting God. We're struggling because we're not growing.
Tú no estás luchando porque tú estás luchando con Dios, sino porque estás luchando porque no estás creciendo.
And we're not growing spiritually.
Y no estás creciendo espiritual.
That's the only way to grow.
Y esa es la única manera de crecer.
That's why Paul said in the Bible, he doesn't mean it, that you can exercise.
Por eso Pablo dijo en la Biblia.
But he said it profiteth little.
Porque tú puedes hacer ejercicio, pero vale poco.
Why? Because it doesn't grow you spiritually.
Porque no te hace crecer espiritual.
You just emptied out half the church in America.
Y eso vaciaría la iglesia en América.
What dwells in you?
¿Qué vive en ti?
Dwell means live.
¿Qué habita dentro de ti?
When you go to your house,
cuando tú vas a tu casa,
you don't walk in and how do I open the door? You know
tú
what I'm
no haces así como puedo abrir la puerta.
You don't go, where's my TV? Where's my chair?
¿Dónde está mi silla o mi televisión?
No, you go in.
Tú entras allí.
Because you dwell there.
Porque tú vives o habitas
this?
Allí dentro.
That's the same way God.
Esa es la misma ejemplo que Dios
dwells in us.
Vive dentro de nosotros.
And listen to me, and escúchame. He knows
y él sabe
where your chair is.
Dónde está tu silla.
And my TV.
Y tu televisión.
And my books.
Y tus libros.
And which side of the bed I sleep on.
Y el lugar donde yo duermo en mi cama.
That's dwelling.
Y eso es viviendo.
So the Spirit is in you.
Porque el Espíritu está dentro de ti.
1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are the temple, say temple, of God, and that the Spirit of God dwells in you?
En 1 Corintios 3:16 dice así, ¿no sabéis que soy templo de Dios y que el Espíritu de Dios mora en vosotros?
Church, you've got to get this, please.
Entonces,
go back to the word, please.
Tenemos que
please.
Saber esto. Regresemos a la palabra, te ruego.
I don't care what building they build, it will never house God. What houses God is us.
Porque no importa qué edificio yo construyan, sino nosotros somos el templo o el edificio de Dios.
I don't know why we struggle with that when it's right there in the scripture.
No sé por qué luchamos con esto, porque está aquí mismo escrito en la escritura.
What are you?
¿Qué tú eres?
The temple.
El templo.
Of God.
El templo de Dios.
Can I say this again? What are you? What are you?
¿Qué eres?
So if they build a big temple, will God be there?
Si ellos construyen un gran edificio, ¿Dios va a estar allí?
No church.
No, iglesia.
God lives in a man, a human, well I should say beings, holy people.
Porque Dios vive en un ser, en su santa gente o su pueblo santo.
Let me tell you the worst thing worse than Satan lying to you.
Te voy a decir lo peor que Satanás te miente.
It's wrong doctrine, wrong
teaching. Es una doctrina equivocada.
Because once it gets into you,
porque cuando entra dentro de ti,
it's hard to get out.
Es difícil que salga de ti.
The Holy Spirit came.
El Espíritu Santo vino.
To live in you.
Para vivir dentro de ti.
To empower you.
Para darte poder.
To overcome.
Para que tú vencieras.
To overcome.
Para que tú vencieras.
To break forth.
Para que siguieras hacia adelante.
The Holy Spirit came.
El Espíritu Santo vino.
To move in you.
Para mover en ti. Moverse en ti.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
Okay, those who are watching. I'm not finished yet, but they're going to go off in a minute. Those who are watching.
Aquellos que nos están viendo.
I pray.
Yo oro.
This is my prayer.
Y esta es mi oración.
The word of God is the authority over everything.
Porque la palabra de Dios es la autoridad sobre todo.
Not Pastor Boyd, not Bishop so and so, Apostle. The word of God.
No Pastor Boyd or Bishop.
Yeah, Bishop Boyd, you might say. It sounds good. Look, there's something greater than title. You know what it is? Authority.
Porque hay algo más grande que un título, es la autoridad.
So I can come in there and say, I'm a prophet. Well, I better have the authority of God.
Porque yo diría, por ejemplo, soy un profeta, más vale que yo tenga el poder de Dios.
And you know what happened to some of us?
¿Y tú sabes qué pasa a algunos de nosotros?
There was no authority.
Que no ha habido autoridad.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You know, you've been there, and I'm not going to knock it, but I'm going to knock it anyway. They give you a telephone number. I don't even know my telephone number. I already know it.
Porque
the Lord showed me your phone number.
Como esos que dicen, oh, Dios me dio tu teléfono.
What does that have to do with me being healed?
¿Qué eso significa para yo ser sano?
Your driver's license number.
O el número de tu licencia.
And you wonder why they're cleaning your bank account out. Somebody watching it. Really, it happened to a person. They watched it and hit the bank account.
Le ha pasado a alguien y le ha limpiado el dinero del banco.
Let me tell you something. I'm just going to be at that. My wife knows. Let me tell you some of the things we're doing wrong in church.
Te voy a decir lo que hacemos mal en la iglesia.
There have been situations.
Hay situaciones.
When the prophet comes.
Cuando viene el profeta.
And he says, I see you cheating on your wife or your husband.
Entonces él te dirá, tú estás engañando a tu esposa o esposo.
See, y'all love all that stuff. It just looks like he's holy. I see you. Who? No should know that, but who?
¿Quién tiene que saber
who?
Eso?
God.
Solamente Dios.
Telling me that.
Diciéndome esto.
You know, Jesus said.
Jesús dijo.
When they brought Nathanael to him.
Cuando le trajeron a Nathanael.
He said, I saw you under the tree.
Yo te vi debajo del árbol.
He didn't say what?
Y él no dijo así.
He could have been praying, he could have been smooching. We don't know. He was under the tree.
Él estaba debajo del árbol. No
Jesus
sabía
said,
estaba
I saw you under the tree.
Solamente le dijo, te vi debajo del árbol.
Are you here? You're mentally disabled. Then pray for me.
Entonces, si tú estás mental.
I already know what I am.
Porque yo sé quién yo soy.
I used to get caught up in that. I need the power and the deliverance of God.
Porque necesito el poder y la liberación de Dios en mi vida.
The Holy Spirit is not there to expose you. He's there to accept you free.
Porque el Espíritu Santo no está allí para sacar las cosas malas de ti, sino para sanarte.
There was a man in the Bible who saw the power of God falling. Come on.
Porque había un hombre en la Biblia que veía el poder del Señor cayendo.
And he said.
Y él dijo.
He was a witch.
Y él era un brujo.
And he was amazed.
Y él estaba maravillado.
In fact, he came to the Lord.
Entonces él vino donde el Señor.
You see, that will get mixed up. He came to the Lord and he said, I want that power.
Entonces le dijo a Dios, yo quiero ese poder.
And Peter said, I rebuke you. See, that's a man of God.
Entonces Pedro le dijo, yo te reprendo, Satanás.
He said, I'll pay for it.
Entonces él dijo que él quería pagar por eso.
Peter said, you're cursed.
Entonces Pedro le dijo, estás maldecido.
Oh, you will, praise the Lord, let's get a team together. No, you're cursed.
Él le dijo, estás maldecido.
That's why we got so much mess going on today.
Por eso es que tenemos tanto problema en nuestra vida.
I'm going to switch back. In the book of Revelation, 7 churches.
En el libro de Revelación, 7 iglesias.
What was the problem of those churches?
¿Qué era el problema de esas iglesias?
It was all outside.
Que estaban afuera.
But that was not their problem.
Pero eso no era su problema.
It wasn't the world. It's not Iran or the Middle East war that's affecting the church. It's what's in the church that will bring the church down.
Porque no Irán o el otro lugar que afecta a la iglesia es lo que está dentro de nosotros.
I don't say we don't pray and all that, but I'm telling you, what happened in the book of Revelation was what was going on in the church.
Porque lo que estaba pasando en el libro de Revelación es lo que estaba pasando en la iglesia.
Satan doesn't bring the outside world in. By the way, they have to come in to get saved. You did.
Porque Satanás no tenía que hacer otra cosa, sino hacer eso para traerte a él.
He raises up a false prophet in the church.
Pero entonces él levantó un profeta falso en la iglesia.
Deception.
Decepción.
He was in the garden.
Él estaba en el jardín.
He wasn't outside yelling.
Él no estaba afuera gritando.
And God allowed it.
Y Dios lo dejó.
For us to understand.
Que Dios lo permitió para que nosotros entendamos.
What the power of God is.
¿Cuál es el poder de Dios?
So those of you. I don't know if we're still on. Those who are watching.
Aquellos que nos están viendo por la vía.
May the Lord bless you.
A que el Señor te bendiga.
And heal your life.
Y sane tu vida.
In Jesus' name.
En el nombre de Jesús.
I need a strong man to move this. We'll say bye to those who are watching.